Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, don't be mad. Be happy with Mad Elf.
Trog Brewery in the sweetest community in the whole wide world, Hershey, Pennsylvania. Guess who's on location? Your barkeep for tonight in the beer garden, Vintini, distributing beer since 1933, live and direct. Here's Gene Rubnicki.
Hey, Rob, thank you for joining us in the beer garden, special on location. We have a live studio audience. Can we get a hey from the live studio audience? A select SWAT-like crew of Vicini and Trogue Distributing Company beer since 1933 employees. And to my left, I have John Trogner. To my right, I have Chris Trogner, and we're in a secure location deep in the heart, in the belly of Trogue's independent brewery, and we're drinking beer. And we might have, there might not be a beer crack on this. I think the first beer we're going to drink, there's a lot to celebrate, there's a lot to talk about. We're going to crack this beer right here. And it is Graffiti Highway. You there, Rob?
I'm right here. I'm still getting over what I'm missing, and it's just hard to comprehend after hearing that beer snapped open.
I'm going to send you some photos when we're done here.
Go ahead. Rub it in.
Will do, sir. So, beer number one here tonight at Trogue's in Hershey, Pennsylvania. How long have you guys, let me hear your voices, how long have you guys been doing this?
1997 was the first time we sold beer, so that puts us 27 years now, right? That just do the math right?
Yeah,
but I think you started with homebrewing our recipes in, what, 95, 94?
Well, probably a lot before that, but, you know, with Trogues.
Well, they're still up.
So they're still up.
The official LLC, we are a thing now.
Right. Trying to be real. A real thing.
Yeah. And I'm definitely sitting in the real thing. Beer number one, brand new beer that came out this year, is called Graffiti Highway. It is an IPA, an accessible IPA, 6% ABV. And we're going to talk about the name of the beer. We're going to talk about the actual beer. Gentlemen, who wants to talk about what first?
Let's go beer first. That's the most important, right?
Boom. The liquid is what counts.
Liquid. Jesus, I outlawed that word a long time ago. We don't say liquid boxes in this house. But
I did not get the memo. Maybe during the commercial break, you can tell me without.
Now, we have a really nice soft IPA with a bubblegum juiciness that really is explosive. The aromatics are from a lot of dry hopping. So, like, we get this fully rounded and enjoyable IPA. 6%, so it doesn't crush you.
Easy drinking, very accessible, light golden with a slight haze to it. What am I smelling? What kind of hops and what are they imparting?
Most of what you're smelling, we're going to talk about El Dorado a lot tonight. So we have a nice peach ring coupled with mosaic, which just gives a little bit of a bubblegum. And then there's a little bit of grapefruit in there from Chinook. These are three hops that I really love. I love going to the hop farms and picking out the varieties that we really like. But you can use them in different ways to come out, to bring out completely different flavors. And we'll taste a beer later tonight that basically has the same hop combo, but is a totally different experience.
I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to take a moment for the Pittsburgh plug. Who designed this awesome, awesome label?
Jules, actually found an artist out of Pittsburgh that kind of put this together. But, you know, we've always kind of felt like the name and the logo should kind of tell a story about what you're about to taste. This one is a little bit different. And sometimes we look to our backyard to try to find that inspiration. Graffiti Highway is definitely inspired by a stretch of highway that was no longer, was in Pennsylvania, that was abandoned. where a lot of people kind of came together and did some graffiti or artwork on the highway. And through the pandemic, it became kind of a meeting place where people were kind of coming together and doing that artwork, which we thought was really cool. Definitely provide a lot of inspiration. I think the artwork is representative of that and the beer flavor. Unfortunately, that highway is no longer today, but we think the name helps kind of carry it forward.
So it was like a graffiti highway, like, get it? Like, the highway was full of graffiti, so we called it Graffiti Highway.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Rob, have you ever heard of or have been to Centralia, Pennsylvania? Do you know the legend?
I have never, but I'm already going to Google it on Google Maps.
All right, maybe during the commercial break. But until then, the quick version is it is an underground coal mine fire that should last for like another 265 years. So they evacuated the town, and people came and started painting graffiti on the roads leading into town. It's a really creepy place to visit. I've been there.
Not the highway. That was not creepy.
The highway was cool. But once you get to the actual town, the deserted town, there were a couple people who were sticklers about not leaving. We'd rather breathe in this gas, this burning stuff that's burning underneath us. So they covered the highway, and they came out with a beer to commemorate the covering of the highway.
Well, we like to paint a little more positive picture on that.
Please go right ahead.
We're not going to talk about Uncle Brad that's still there. The rebel mindset of repainting artwork on a highway, people coming to congregate around it, is really what we were looking for.
And commemorating the event.
Yeah.
But yeah, it did make communities bond. I went there a couple years ago in the rain, and it was interesting. You guys are slightly more local to the place than South Park Centralia from here.
We're just under an hour.
Right. It's right up 81.
That's it, yeah. Schuylkill County. How's the beer taste?
The beer tastes beautiful. Not your traditional IPA. If somebody said they didn't like IPAs, I'd give this to them. It's a nice stepping stone IPA. It's a crowd pleaser amongst IPAs. We do have the bubble gum going on. There's not a lot of bitterness to it. How many IBUs is this? Anybody?
You know, when it comes to a beer like this, we don't really check IBUs.
Right.
I'm not going to geek out too far because that's really what happens. But when you use IBUs, it's really good for beers that aren't heavily dry hopped because you can get a good idea for the bitterness sensation on the side of your tongue. The higher the number, the more bitterness. Oddly enough, with this one, because we dry hop with such a large amount for the aromatics, it throws off the IBU test. So it tests really high, but it's not actually perceivably very bitter at all. Like, it's super soft.
It might
come through as like a 50, which is bonkers high.
And now a short intermission, but then we'll be right back in the beer garden. Gene Rybnicki, Trogs Brewing. It's all tonight until 8 o'clock. And remember, Vincini distributing beer since 1933. And away we go, back to the sweetest town in America. It is Hershey, PA, Trogs Brewery, and of course, brewers of that great brand that is Mad Elf. Tis the season, and in the beer garden, Vincini distributing beer since 1933. Your host with the most, Mr. Gene Rybnicki. Gino.
Thanks, Rob. Gene from Vincini, beer since 1933. Back here, we're going to test the studio audience. We talked about some stuff during the commercial break. I'm going to try and say something funny, and they may or may not laugh. All right. How's that sound, Rob? You got
much
that?
Better.
Perfect.
So, listen, in the interest of full disclosure, I woke up in Hershey this morning. We went and got a beautiful, beautiful breakfast. And then we went in toward Chocolate World, Hershey Chocolate World. And then we fussed around with some virtual golf, virtual soccer, stuff like that. And then ever since then, I've been in the brewery. So I've been in the brewery for, we'll call it X amount of hours, 5 hours, my people are telling me, five-ish. Tempest Fuse it. Time flies. What are you going to do? And now, hey, take this microphone. Talk to humans on the radio after you've been drinking with the Trojans all day. Beer number one, we're going to jump right into the fray with Mad Elf, the beer of the season. Our raison d'etre, if you will, here. So, Rob, you've heard me drink Mad Elf multiple times on the radio.
And it always,
have you not?
It makes you happy when you drink Mad Elf. I have. I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it in person.
And I can hear your longing in your timbre and tone when we speak, when I'm drinking Mad Elf and you are not. So, this beer comes out once a year. It is a celebratory beer. We've done multiple events in Pittsburgh with this beer. There are more coming. Five different types of cherry, Pennsylvania wildflower honey, coming in at 11% ABV. Mad Elf, I think John Trogner had predicted that we'd be picking on Chris Trogner for this next beer. So let's just flip that right on over to Chris. Throw him under the truck. Throw him under the train.
Or bus.
A bus.
Play.
For Jerome Bettis.
I think Dean just made that one up, but
there's more where that came from.
Well, sure. I think you nailed it. The Mad Elf. This is a special time of the year. It's a time that we all look forward to celebrate, to get with together with family and friends, and kind of close out the year, and hopefully in a very happy and fun way. And the Mad Elf, I think, is that in a bottle. Like, it is a perfect holiday beer that we look forward to. We really wanted to create a beer that kind of had that umbrella or that celebration is part of it. It is a big beer. It's 11%. So it's one that, you know, it will creep up on you pretty quick, but it's a fruit beer with, as you said, with cherries and honey, Belgian yeast. So there's a lot that's going on in the Mad Elf. It's been a very special beer for the brewery now for, gosh, I don't know. I think we're on 23 years now of Mad Elf, and the amount of stories and about family traditions, about trekking to the brewery or finding Mad Elf at the store is, you know, it's amazing. You know, there's a lot of people that this becomes part of their family tradition to help them get them through the holidays with the rest of their families. So we're going to be a part of that.
And I believe that was the original design of this beer.
The other day, I literally helped a grandmother-aged lady, let's just say it that way, load a whole truck or five cases into the back of her trunk. Because she said her kids and her grandkids were coming over. Mad Elf was the way they wanted to celebrate.
That's how you do. And I was telling you guys earlier about these dogs in Regent Square in Pittsburgh where they can I hear Pittsburgh? Did I just say Pittsburgh? Who are the Steelers are playing the Eagles this weekend, just saying. But
Eagles!
We talked all about the Seagulls, Rob. That'll be the next show. Where they hide 6 years' worth of Mad Elf and then tap it when they get the latest edition. So if you want to do a vertical survey of your own, that's possible in Pittsburgh. This beer is celebrated. Last time we talked about the first time you guys brewed it, and the hyperactive fermentation that occurred therein.
Yeah.
We touched base where it's a balm and elixir to ease those family occasions and make them more pleasurable. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful beer. Pairs well with cheers, pairs well with cheese and family events and Santa Claus especially.
What scratch number was
that? So this is pre-scratch. And it was so early on that when we would try out recipes, we had to go full-blown batch. So this is one of the recipes, this Nugget Nectar Troganator. There's a handful of recipes that we didn't know. We did a full brew house brew, put it into a tank. And this one, Chris and I came in the next day to do tours, and we both smelled cherries. We were like, oh, wow, that smells great. And we're like, oh, no, like we shouldn't be smelling cherries. And we go running out into the cellar, and it's all over the floor. So this yeast ferments so vigorously, it just kind of just bubbled out of the tank and brought the cherries with it. And that was a pretty aggressive fermentation, but that was the yeast is a really big part of the flavor of this beer. So then what we did was we learned from that. Obviously, we don't want half the beer on the floor, and we engineered the whole brewery around Mad Elf. So this is the beer that basically built the brewery. Sounds weird, but it really is.
I've heard that it's available at finer beer retailers throughout Western Pennsylvania, bringing it all back home. If your local place doesn't have it, asking for it. Ages beautifully, as I was just saying. We've done parallel surveys of said beer. This year, when it's young and it's indolent and it's kind of hot, it's saying hello. There's cherry, there's alcohol. You can stash some beer on yourself, hide it, and then buy next year's version and taste them next to each other. This beer ages beautifully, absolutely beautifully, and pairs well with most things, except for driving or operating heavy machinery. I don't recommend that. That's where we draw the line.
You're the best. You're the best.
You're the most observant, Rob.
Oh, you're the best. Listen, they're playing our music. So what do you say you throw it to break, but tell everybody where we're at.
There's a Gene coming at you in the beer garden. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Trogs Independent Brewing Company. Chris and John Troger in the room. Live studio audience. Vicini, everybody rock. Mad Elf for the win.
And because I care so much about the brand, I actually did a couple of social media videos earlier today. And one of the places, Coons Market, McKnight Road, and Banksville Road, where Vicini Distributing helps us out. You can get your hands on it while it lasts. Mad Elf, 'tis the season. Back with more of In the Beer Garden with Gene Rybnicki. It's beer, Vicini Distributing, since 1933.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He's back with us for another segment, and he is on location in the sweetest town in America, Hershey, PA. Trogs Independent Brewing in the spotlight tonight. Mad Elf and more. Vicini Distributing beer since 1933. His mother calls him Eugene. We just call him, hey, you. It's Gene Rybnicki, live on KDK Radio. Gino.
Hey, Rob. Great to be back. I am at Trogs Independent Brewery. Gene from Vicini Distributing Company coming at you live. With the live studio audience, we're about to get over to our next beer, which is, to the untrained observer, it's just called Scratch Beer Series. It's got numbers 518. It's an American IPA is what it identifies as. Otherwise, it's not available in our market at this particular point in time. And we're going to learn more about this beer. But first, we got to crack that sucker open. Gentlemen, what am I about to enjoy?
So a scratch beer, just to kind of back up a little bit, how we show our work. Along the way, we try a lot of different recipes. Some people call it research and development. We make beer and we have people try it and we learn from that. So this is us exploring different components of ingredients, different techniques, and just really a different, we try to come up with different approaches to creating flavor that we're really excited about. So scratch beer 518, this is where a culmination of, geez, probably 9 to 11 recipes comes up with something. We're like, aha, this is it. This is awesome. We call it American IPA because it's clear, first of all. It's a slight bitterness. It has a really nice hoppy flavor, but also aromatic intensity. But it's super crisp. So, like, not crazy bitter, but on the way to a West Coast IPA. This is going to end up being our fall seasonal next year. It's definitely earned its spot. It's So we have a little bit of pine, a little bit of grapefruit, some floral, let's say peach ring that happens. Yeah, so this is a scratch beer that's right about ready to get named and go out into the world on its own.
Yeah, so the scratch beers are, yeah, brewery-only releases that are not fully developed, kind of in progress, and they don't have a name, a logo, or kind of an identity. And that's the kind of the purpose behind it. They're just given a number, and each recipe or each beer that we do kind of begins with a number until that recipe is refined, and then maybe someday it then makes it out to the market.
And then to help people understand what we're talking about, how many breweries do you have within your brewery?
Three brew houses, right? So that, you know, that way we can, you know, start on a very small scale, kind of learn from not only the ingredients but the process, and then when we find something that we like, we can slowly kind of scale that up to, you know, where we're comfortable then kind of bringing it out to distributors.
So this is getting close to the end of the line in terms of research and development.
We are at the finish line.
You're right pretty now. Comfortable with this.
Yep.
We got
very,
a couple.
Very comfortable.
More than just comfortable. Can we agree?
It's on fire.
All right. If you need names to describe how comfortable you are, we can ask that later off the air. But Scratch Beer number 518, only available right here in Hershey. However, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, we fully anticipate this beautiful beer to be available throughout Pennsylvania, and most specifically for our purposes here today, Western Pennsylvania. And it is exactly as you were describing it. We is leaning towards the West Coast. We're diverging from like the malt base that like I get in the Perpetual. What kind of hops we got here?
So this is a new West Coast. We're pulling out the caramel malts. We're going very subtle on the grain, and then the Chinook is actually the star of the show here, which is a very old school kind of grapefruit pine hop. But then we flip the script a hair by throwing in some El Dorado, which is what I said earlier, but a completely different beer. So now we have a little peach ring balancing out the grapefruit and pine.
Yeah, it's a beautiful beer, and I look forward to whatever you guys and your infinite wisdom decide to call this beer. Are we ready to crack open the next beer?
Let's do it.
Over there, it's the Crowler. We got.
We're gonna go to.
Oh boy, we're jumping right into it with this sucker.
We're gonna finish with the Crowler.
Yeah. This was. We're doing five beers, Rob. You there?
You bet I'm here.
How much? This was bottled today, right, guys?
Yeah, this was bottled like 5 minutes ago.
they don't fuck around here at this brewery.
Super fresh. I was running that this morning.
And Impending Descent was once a scratch beer.
So, like the Mayan calendar said at the end of the calendar said at the end of the world, or a certain time, it was going to be the end of the world. So we called it Impending Descent. Scratch 5 ended up being the recipe that we used for that. So, yeah, along the way, we found one that we really loved and plugged it in for the end of the world.
And Rob, this is fancy. You'll love this. It's got the cork in the cage.
Ooh.
A clear indicator of fanciness. This is an imperial stout brewed with vanilla bean and cocoa, aged in bourbon barrels. Can I open this without breaking everything?
Nope.
I can do it.
Hey!
Didn't get the pop there. Come on. Not my first rodeo.
Yeah, so that's a big chocolatey, roasty stout. Aged in bourbon barrels. We have the toasted coconut, vanilla. We actually added a little more vanilla bean. Just for good measure.
And as I hold it up to the light, it appears to actually absorb the light, the ambient light in the room.
This is a black hole.
Yeah, this is dense in dark and high octane. Open SR out music. My guy Brian says we got 1 minute left. But we got the music now. Oh, we're just going to go incognito. Gene from Vicini Distributing Company. At Trove's Independent Brewing Company. B beer since 1933. We have one more beer to go. After these very important messages, or weather, or sports, or traffic.
Yes, you can tell who's having fun on this broadcast tonight. And the merriment will continue from the home of Matt Elf. Pick it up while it lasts, because it always goes so fast. Tis the season. Chalk Independent Brewing. Hershey, PA. Vincini Distributing beer since 1933. One more segment. Chalk Independent Brewing. Hershey, PA. The home of Matt Elf. And here's a happy man. Gene Rybnicki. Vincini Distributing beer since 1933. Gene.
Hey, Rob. We're still here in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Trogs. Fiercely Independent Brewing. Gene from Vincini Distributing of Beaver since 1933. Live studio audience, we're about to crack this. Rob, I'd like to compliment this audience at this juncture. I think they've been great.
Thank you.
I'm also very biased on the subject. We're getting into our last beer, which I humbly requested, and it was my request was met. This beer turns 21 in January. This beer will be legal in January. This was pulled off of a conditioning tank. It's young and it's indolent and it's not quite there yet, not ready for the public. This is also my wife's favorite beer. If she's listening, hon, I love you and I'm well behaved. Everybody loves you. I'm working hard. Next beer is Nugget Nectar.
Yay!
I'm going to need some vessels to pour this Nugget Nectar. We're going to talk about this beer and kind of where it is in the process of this beer.
So this Nugget's ready to go. This is at the end of its maturation. It's taking all the time it needs to get the flavors lined up and ready to go. The last step is going to be just centrifuging out a little bit of the yeast that's left and packaging it off and sending it out. So it's just waiting for its time to shine. So this, what you're going to taste right now, has a little less carbonation that you're going to have when it's in the bottle or the can or the keg. And it just has a little bit more yeast in than I would like. But should be bright, should be crisp, should have all the great hoppiness. Good to go.
Yeah, so Rob, this beer will be coming out in January, and it's something that we traditionally look very much forward to in Western Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful beer. As I said, it's my wife's favorite beer amongst all beers. I'm looking you both in the eyes when I say that. I'm not BSing you. We do have a 7-second delay, right, Rob? We were talking about this earlier.
Well, tonight I've actually made it a 20-second delay. Thank you.
No, well played. That's a sign you've been around the block once or twice.
I have.
Nugget Nectar is something everybody looks forward to. This is the young version, and you are getting a little more yeast. It's kind of like masking a little bit of the hoppiness. The hoppiness is still there. Otherwise, look forward to this beer. It's something to look forward to in the bleak winter month of January.
That's what you call a sip pause.
Yeah, that was important. That was a dramatic sip pause. And what else do you guys want to tell us about this beer? Because I love it.
Yeah, Nugget Nectar has gone on 21 years. It's been a beer that definitely a bright spot in wintertime. For us, it typically has been kind of the end of the year brew with last year's hop harvest. So we're using the freshest hops that are coming in, that typically come out at the beginning of the year. It's very bright, 7.5%. ABV Imperial Amber Ale, which, you know, when we brought this out 20 plus years ago, that wasn't a well-known style or even a style. So we're kind of excited to be one of the first breweries to kind of plant our feet with it. It's a very aggressive looking beer, very representative of kind of the craft brewing industry, especially you know, in its earlier days, and it's super enjoyable.
It's also a beer we brewed for my birthday.
Nice.
So, unofficial birthday beer.
I'll ask you off air when your birthday is.
January something.
Well played. So, if you, Western Pennsylvania, want to properly celebrate, there will be a massive Nugget Next 21st birthday party at Spirit Lounge in Lawrenceville. In Pittsburgh. On January 17th. Are you guys, anybody making it out? I don't want to put any pressure on live radio.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely be out. Trogs will be there.
Yeah. Nice. And there'll be some live music. We will cumulatively sing happy birthday to Nugget Nectar like we've never done it before ever in the history of ever. And, it's something to look forward to. You know, some people do dry January. Some people do extra hoppy January. I like to think we're falling in that realm of the extra hoppy January. And I had a lovely stay here in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I don't know where we're going from there. How much time we got left there, Robbie?
Exactly 3 minutes and counting, sir.
Nice, sir. Yeah, I don't know how to conclude this other than I'm looking around this room of studio audience of Trogs and Vicini Distributing Company people. And I got the Trojans on the other side of me. I'm rich. I contain multitudes. I'm blessed. I've been blessed with this moment. And I don't even know what beer to drink next because I have a little bit of everything.
Can I interject something, sir? Because I'd like to
Because
I really appreciate this brewing company and who they are and that brand that is Mad Elf and so many others. But I just want you to all understand the significance of Mad Elf. Mad Elf is going to be a part of the holiday season, like some of those Christmas classic movies, It's a Wonderful Life, all of those holiday favorites that, like White Christmas, Bing Crosby, and ones that become new every year and become tradition for every generation. This gift from this incredible company that Gene and Vincini Distributing promote and give us the opportunity to plug into and go live just weeks before the holiday is going to be helping people celebrate. My great-grandchildren are going to be enjoying this. So it's just nice to be on the launching pad, and it's still in its infancy, of something that has taken such a hold on this community that I can guarantee you they're going to be talking about Mad Elf 50 to 100 years from now. That's how much I believe in what you guys have done. That's just my thoughts for this holiday season.
And Rob, well said.
Thank you. Your
ability to observe things, second to none. I think it does go It's a Wonderful Life, the Phil Spector Christmas album, and Mad Elf in that order.
And I live in Monaca.
Now, Home Alone is in top 10, but not up there.
And I live in Monaca, and I expect to have a pallet of Mad Elf on my doorstep when I get home. Anyway, guys, I'm just so proud. It makes me smile. It's gotten me through good times and bad times. And whenever I see it on location there at McKnight Road or Banksville Road, Coons Market, because of Vincini Distributing, it just makes me realize it's good to be alive and the holiday season is upon us. So cheers to you and keep up the good work. 30 seconds and it's all yours, Gene.
Boom. So just one final thing. The Mad Elf is not angry or mad. It's more like the Mad Hatter, where he's like kind of loco or crazy. And let's not forget Naked Elf. It's Mad Elf without the cherries and the honey and naked. Gene from the CD Distributing Company with the Trogners, Chris and John. Say goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Happy holidays!
From Hershey, Pennsylvania. Saying, bidding you a fond adieu in Western Pennsylvania. In the beer garden, beer since 1933, Trogs Independent Brewery, the Vicini Distributing Company, Rob Pratt, KBKA, insert your own plug here.
My own plug here. It's Rob Pratt, your Pratt Pack. Good night! Stay tuned. News next.